here with new Jets defensive backs coach Denard Wilson. What's it been like your first couple months with the green and white?
Oh, I've loved it. First of all, I love being back on the East Coast, closer to home, originally from Washington, D.C. The organization is great. The defensive backs are outstanding. A lot of very hardworking young men. So I come to work, you know, passionate about being around them every day.
What can you tell us about your relationship with your new head coach in Todd Bowles, a guy like yourself who played safety and also has experience as a scout?
Yeah, it's been great. Todd has a wealth of experience. He's had this defense for a long time, so he knows the ins and outs about it. So we have a lot of great conversations about just football in general, evaluating talent, and just ways to get better for me professionally as a coach.
How much does your background, coach, help you as far as in that secondary room? Because at Maryland, coming up, you play cornerback and safety, so everybody in that room you can relate to.
It's easier for me to communicate with them. You know, growing up and playing, you always like a coach that can identify and make the game easier for you. And that's what I try to pride myself on. I try to make the game as easy for them as it can from a mental aspect. And then when they go out there, they let their natural ability shine.
Speaking of a mental aspect, what kind of mentality do you have to be a successful DB in the National Football League?
Well, I tell you, these guys are going to be aggressive. We're going to play fast and we're going to play physical. When you do that and then you can try to impose your will on guys, you'll have more success.
Coach, how about a progress report on Morris Claiborne? The Jets signed him in the offseason. When he's been on the field, he's been a very productive player.
Morris has been very attentive. He's taking all the coaching. He's learning the defense, and he's progressing every day. The injuries have come. Hopefully, they don't show up again, but he's very competitive. He wants to win every down, and, you know, as a coach, you love that about players.
How much have you enjoyed coaching Buster Screen so far? Because that guy gets after it each and every moment. And pound for pound, coach, I think he might be the strongest guy on this team.
Buster is extremely fun to coach. He is 110% every time that he lines up. A guy like that, you love to coach because you have to work on slowing them down more so than speeding them up. Buster's taking on more of a leadership role, especially with the rookies we have in there. And they're starting to gel. They're starting to create a good nucleus.
Got to talk about first-round pick Jamal Adams, the guy who came in, number 6 overall selection. Everybody raved about his intangibles. What have you seen from him in your room and on the field?
Jamal is not a repeat mistake offender. Once you tell him something once, he gets it. And when he gets it, he works on executing it. So you see his progression. He's extremely passionate. He loves the game.
How about Marcus May? He's another guy who seems to be wise beyond his years.
Marcus is doing an outstanding job as well. Like I said about Jamal, they pick it up easy. You don't have to tell them twice. And that's always a good thing for a coach. It's a lot they just don't know because they haven't played a lot of ball on this level. But once you tell them once, they get it.
Finally, I got to ask you about Rontez Miles. I got to imagine hearing what you like and the way you want your guys to play. He fits the bill.
Rontez is competitive. He's vocal. He gives outstanding effort. Every day he comes to work, whether it's special teams, whether he's out there in the secondary. He's also very good for the young guys. But he's also out there competing every day. He's a guy that wants to start, and he's challenging everyone that's in the room right now.
Coach Wilson, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing your group on the field in training camp.
Thank you. It's good to be here.